Hey guys, welcome back to the Elle Valette Show. I think I missed my podcast somewhere and I recorded and didn't actually upload. I don't know what's going on. And it was talking about taming the tongue. So I'm trying to find my headphones to put it on right. Yeah, so I was talking about taming the tongue and my... It didn't record. I don't know what to say anymore. But I'm not crying. But you can check out the Elle Valette Show Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Sundays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. I can be heard all around the world and all platforms, guys. Tuesdays, we have Help Find Me, which is our second season, Missing in Florida. It's Missing Persons, Missing Children podcast. We're on our 9th episode. You can also check us out on Thursdays, which is today. We usually do topics and other stuff. Guests and stuff. So on Sundays, we have Help Solve Me, Unsolved Crimes, and that also is our new series right there. So I'm going to jump right back into it. Hopefully this does not help mess up my podcast again. Westside Almost Done. It should be done mid-April, at the end of April, and I'm going to just have everybody go over there, have the radio station, short movies, encourage your word. Listen, guys, I have my own little social media thing also over there, so I'm doing everything right. It's, oh my God, it's effort and it's work, hard work that I put into it. So he who guards his lips guards his life, but he who speaks rashly will come to ruin. And that's Proverbs 13:3. And that those who guard their mouths and their tongues keep themselves from doing any harm. And that's Proverbs 21:23. Often we are not going to take a physical beating for what we say, but sometimes we do take a physical beating what we say. Our tongues can start a fire. Our tongues can heal someone with words of kindness. With the words of hate, we can call someone that wants to off us or even, you know, push us to the edge. We got to be very careful how we treat people and what we say. We're responsible for the things that we do and say and don't do, but we're not responsible for the consequences that comes behind what we do. By taming the tongue, we control our whole bodies. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. So what James is doing is he's telling us that controlling the tongue is a key to step to controlling your whole life. And that is true. I always tell my kids when they get in an argument with somebody, you don't throw gasoline on the fire. You're just going to make the fire even more bigger. You're going to have the person or people that you're going through with it raging and causing harm, and you don't ever know what's going on. You know what I mean? Explain. So tongues have caused people to be murdered. Tongues have caused people to be double teamed. When I say double teamed, people jumping on them. Tongues have, the wrong words has caused the people to harm you, breaking your homes and so forth. Not breaking your home, I'll say that. But saying the right words have also caused people to heal, people to come to Christ, people to come off the ledge and so forth like that. I have seen the wrong words in the middle of a road rage do some awful. I've seen some awful things happen when it comes to a road rage. You know, we got to be very careful of what we do and what we say to people. You know, we got to choose our battle wisely. Because sometimes that day is not the day to be arguing with nobody, pulling a gun out on somebody, because someone may pull one on you and actually pull. You know what I'm saying? Or someone, you go run to that person's car and try to fight, and something might happen. God forbid. I rebuke that. I rebuke that spirit of anger, rage, and manipulation. Every spirit of fight. You know, anger. You'll black out. That's crazy, ain't it? And I love this. It says, James chapter 3, verse 9 to 12, NIV version, offers convicting lessons for all of us. With the tongue, we praise our Lord and Father, and with it, we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praises and curses. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. And I have seen people do it before. I have done it before. Praise God and then turn around and curse somebody. You know, now I'm very careful with the things that come out my mouth in life. I'm going to tell you two stories before I close this off. Controlling your tongue is not easy, but it is important. Our words have the power to heal or harm. It is up to us to choose which path we take. By being mindful of what we say and how we say it, we can build stronger relationships and create a positive environment for ourselves and those around us. I was talking to my son one day. He was telling me about the incident that happened on his job, and you know, they told him not to go somewhere, and him and another employee went anyway. So when he came back, the boss started yelling at them, and you know, my son was like, you know, hey, and cussing at them. He said, hey, you know, we're grown men. You should be talking to cussing us like that. But it looked like a Caucasian man arguing with two African-American men when all your other employees are Caucasian. He said, but because I know you're not like that. So, you know, I let my son talk. So during the time I'm listening to my son, I hear that he's going back and forth with this man, even making him madder and madder. And not even back and forth with him, you know, he's wrong for cursing at them because he is in leadership, but he's also human. And not only that, you know, he's going back and forth with him in front of the associates. So I would let him talk, and I told him, I said, well, you shouldn't talk to him like that in front of the associates. And secondly, I said, he's going through something. That's probably why he went off like that. So people don't hardly go off unless they pent up frustration, anger, and rage. And sure enough, came back, he told me, yeah, he told me that his mom, you know, somebody died in his family, his mom was sick. He's sick, he's not feeling good, he's stressed out, the girl's driving crazy. He's like, well, but that doesn't give me, that does not give him the right to talk to me like that. Yes, but you also could have choose on comforting and loving words too, you know what I'm saying? Then pull him to the side and talk to him like that, you know, talk to him, tell him, hey, that went right. Because, you know, sometimes people just need encouragement. People just need hugs. People just need to hear, look, man, it's going to be all right, you know. And sometimes we do actually have to pray also for people, because sometimes people, you be kind and nice to people, they think you, hey, that person want me, hey, you know, that's not the case. We don't want you. I don't want you. I'm just trying to be nice to you. You know, and to say this before I close all out. So before I close out, so I want to talk about, you know, life and death is in the power of tongue. So what we say, we can speak life into our own self and situation. That's how powerful that verse is. Life and death is in the power of tongue. Those who love will eat its fruit. So we have the authority to speak life into that situation, meaning that, okay, you can say, I feel sick, but no, you are healed. I'm broke. No, you're not. God is your provider. My cup runs over. Cures, miracles come to me now, you know, in the name of Jesus Christ. I am joint heir with Jesus Christ. I am royalty. Whatever my fathers have, he can bless me. You got to learn how to speak blessings and speak covering over your life and stop saying stuff that's going to deter, that's going to draw the enemy or evil things towards us. You know, let me tell you something. I don't know why things happen in this world. I don't know why, you know, someone, you know, kidnaps people or sexual assault people or, you know, take people off this earth or why people walk away from you in life. I can't tell you why they did this. You know what I'm saying? The only thing I can tell you about is my experience and how God brought me through. You know, it was times that I like, God is not going to bring me through this. I need this right now. I need this right now. And just at nick of time, just at the right time, God showed up and shows up in my life. And I always got to go back and remember when he showed up, when I was having hard times, when he came at the right time, when he came at the right hour, that minute, that day. He's still the same God. You know, when I was going through my trials and tribulations, my trials and lessons in life in 2021, you know, I it was a downhill battle for me. I complained. I blamed God. I blamed other people for what I went through in life. And some of that stuff was my own fault. Not managing my money right. Not doing this and not doing that. And allowing people into my life that wasn't supposed to be in my life. And that was the consequence and the repercussion I had to suffer for what I did. You know what I'm saying? Life. And so I say this to say that, you know, I majority of time spoke death into my situation. I most of the time caused my blessings to be delayed. For 2 years, I complained. For 2 years, I cried out to God. I blamed God. I argued with God. I didn't curse God. I told him, how can you allow me to be like this? You see me, God. I wouldn't do anything. I had to push myself to do the podcast and all of that because I wanted to give up. Now, you know, I'm 80% better now. And when I say 80% better, I want to say 100% because I'm alive. I'm walking, I'm breathing, I'm eating, I'm feeding myself. You know what I'm saying? Besides the PMS, glory be to God. But I learned now that, you know, I continue to speak. You know, I do still have my moments that I'm like, God, you tripping. You need, what are you doing up there? You see me down here. I'm in need. You know, open these doors that I know is for me. Send that. That I can see it. It's for me. What are you doing, God? You know, and don't trust God. You know, be mad and kicking and stumbling. Then I have to come back to my senses because I'm acting a fool over what? But listen, tame that tongue. Speak life into a situation. Walk away from those battles and let God handle those battles. Because you never know what a person is going through in life. Listen, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. Stop listening to the media. They're causing division. They're causing people to hate. They're causing people to go crazy and be manipulated and going into rage. They turn us against each other. They're dividing us. You got the Andrew Reese, and I know that's the sports podcast. I have a sports podcast too. And Cartel, they're dividing them by race. Why can't they be like, they're passionate about basketball. They're allowed to talk. They're allowed to talk junk and they're allowed to cry. They're allowed to have emotion. But because of the media and the people choose to divide them by race, you know, oh, she has an attitude or, you know, speaking deaf, she's the villain and she's the angel. You know, I don't like that. You know, stop. You know, it's sad. Even with the P. Diddy situation, I don't speak on, you know, most of the time I don't devour in when it comes to stuff like that, because I feel like if you don't talk about him also, which he, you know, no trainer was involved, and you got this guy on Nickelodeon smiling and grinning in your face saying, yeah, he did this, but if they take me down, they're going to have to take the whole Nickelodeon down also, and other people besides Nickelodeon is going to fall too, you know. Why are you not talking about that? I already know why. You know, and I'm going to just tell you just like that. Just because people are from Israel, just because people call themselves Jewish or whatever, God still had the Pharisees and the Sadducees that was against him, his own people. Not everybody, a few of those people that walked around with those capes and those shawls, you know, didn't think that Jesus was the Son of God. They did. They thought he was the prophet too. They thought he was devil. They say he was casting out the devil was casting out devil. How? So I'm just saying this. Come on, everybody that say God, or are they talking about Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior? Are they talking about the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit? Come on, you gotta string this. Just because you can't talk about you don't because they're Jewish don't mean they're for God. Just because they're a Christian don't mean they're for God. Just because they go to church don't mean they're for God. You gotta know who they're talking to. Hey, the devil go to church too. Hey, all other stuff go to church too. You know, but I turn this around. This ain't about that. But I love you guys. Continue to believe less. But just continue to support my platform. And if you want to go to my page, I'm starting to put up missing persons and missing children's flyers from the 70s. I'm going to start from the 70s. I'm probably going to take it back to the 60s. So I might do the 60s and 70s and 80s for a minute because there's a lot out there. I don't have a gender. I don't have a gender I put out there. I don't care about, you know, the age or the ethnic background, because if they're missing, I'm going to put them out there. I don't know about international. Can I put international people out there? I got to figure this out, but I have a lot of stuff that goes through my mind. But anyway, I love you guys. Continue to be blessed. And I approve this.